When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Eagles have won 7 straight games. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Not bad.
Hold on. Let me say something.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to need you two to get it together.
What?
Me?
Yeah, both of you. I need you to sound like it's 5:30 and we're singing Creed. You know, there's a lot of monotone bass in there.
With no. Maybe him.
Yeah, well, here's what I do know.
You always confuse all of us. You can't tell the difference.
Well, I understand the voices. And I do know that both of you guys drowned my voice out with your deep voices, and neither one of your voices is as deep as mine. But why is it deeper when you're singing? I need you to put a little more lightheartedness into the song. I need a little more energy. Jack, I need you smiling more so you can fucking make. I'm gonna feel the happiness coming out of you.
Can I propose something?
Yes.
Can we do it again?
No.
Ah. Oh. I want the opportunity to prove myself. Okay. All right. Fine.
Yes. That's 7 in a row, Spike.
7 in a row is not bad, man. That is not bad. 9-2. Ooh. And the thing that is most impressive to me is that the Philadelphia Eagles seem like they get better every single week and pass every test that we set up for them, right? Mm-hmm. So after the Browns, it was, well, get your stuff together, get your house in order. Coach has got to keep quiet, got to beat the Giants, and they go in and they beat the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's the go on the road against Cincinnati, and we're like, well, here's a good team who can throw the ball all over the place, and we'll see if the defense can hold up. And they go in there, and they dominate that game. They squeak by the Jaguars, but then there's another test, and that is the Washington Commanders, who are the other good team in the NFC East. And here's Jaden Daniels on his way at the time to being Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then they go and they take care of that. And then there's the Rams game. Rams have won 4 of 5. It's on the road. They need the game. It's sort of a trap game for the Eagles, right? And they go in there and they blow them out. And I just can't believe that the team just keeps getting better and better and better. And, you know, I have put, from the beginning of the season, I have put a limit on my expectations for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't think...
Limitless!
I don't think we should put that limit anymore. And the Eagles can concentrate on their week-to-week, game-to-game, looking at all they care about is Baltimore. But we can dream. And I think we can start dreaming about New Orleans. And the final thing I'll say.
I'm talking gumbo.
The final thing I'll say is that, and we'll talk about Saquon Barkley all day today, I'm sure. I have not seen an offensive season like this from any Philadelphia Eagle as long. And I've seen some great performances, right? We've seen T.O. and we've seen great Westbrook performances and great Donovan performances. But we've seen Carson Wentz in 2017. But
come on.
We haven't seen it since.
I did that for you.
Yep.
But the domination from Saquon Barkley this year behind a great offensive line. But without Saquon Barkley, who knows where they'd be? He is outrageous. He's one of the best players I've ever seen in Midnight Green on the offensive side of the ball. He doesn't have the resume yet, but as far as this season, this year, it's been incredible, and it's fun to watch. And I can, again, I do not have a limit anymore. Like, this is a Super Bowl season. Like, we should consider them as good as any team in the league, with a team that has a chance as good as any team in the league for the Super Bowl this year.
My goodness. Boy, that's sweet music to my ears. Welcome to the party, bro.
Thank you.
Welcome to the party. Jack, we'll let you in when we feel like it's authentic, but welcome to the party as well.
Thrilled.
I know you're outside looking through the window at everybody in here jamming, right?
Having a good time.
See your boy over at the bar. I'm drinking and everything. I'm two-stepping over at the bar. Yeah, I'm two-stepping at the bar. Yes, two-stepping. And I'm looking at the party of people out on the dance floor being led by Saquon Barkley. My goodness. Listen, we got 4 hours to do this show today. I don't know if I have a vocabulary deep enough to describe Saquon Barkley for the next 4 hours. But my goodness, you're talking about glazing. We're going to glaze for the next 4 hours.
Yep. And you know what? We've been seeing it for weeks, but last night was the
glaze!
Was the coming out party nationally for Saquon Barkley. Like, nationally, we saw
Ike's proud of himself.
Yeah,
that
the
one.
Glazing.
Yeah. It feels like he's really in tune with the younger people. He really does.
I just skip past it because I don't know what it means.
Well,
believe me, it's okay.
Okay, all right.
Look it up during the break.
Yeah, well, I can guess. I have context clues here.
Yes. No, in all seriousness, though.
Yeah.
I'm just happy.
Please.
I'm punch drunk.
Yeah.
Punch drunk today because I'm happy. I'm excited about this freaking team. Game is over at about 11:30. I can't go to sleep at 2 o'clock because I'm up watching highlights and I'm up watching every post-game show imaginable. And I need to hear all the content about this dude being the MVP of this league. And I love hearing it. This is a football team. My goodness. I didn't expect that game to go that way last night.
No.
I did not expect that. Well, I put it this way. I didn't expect it to end up the way that it did. That second half was just so dominant by this team. And it started with the first play of the second half where he goes 70 yards. I mean, it was back and forth in that first half. It was back and forth, nip and tuck, as it usually is in the first half with us. But to pull away the way they did in the second half and to listen to our fans just completely take over the stadium the rest of the game and turn that into a home game, man, we got so much. We got so long to go, man. We got 6 more weeks in the regular season. Then we got to get through a month of January in the postseason.
God willing, yeah.
Before we get to New Orleans, man, this dude, knock on wood, we got to keep this dude healthy. And I don't mean by resting him, Spike. 30 touches last night.
I know, I saw.
30 touches
looked
last night.
Looked pretty fresh, too. Looked
pretty
fresh.
Even though, hey, Kenny G got in the end zone,
yeah,
though.
You see that? You got a little juice, got a little pop.
Listen, I thought about you. It's 2 times I think about you.
Okay.
When Bo Nix is playing and when Kenny G gets the ball.
or there's an Embiid update.
Right.
Oh, I forgot it's 3 times, yes.
Yeah.
Anything about Embiid.
Plus 950, by the way, Kenny G.
For a touchdown?
Yeah, my man.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't hit that one. But, man, dare to dream, man. I think this is where we are. This is where we are. And now every game becomes even bigger because I still want the number one seed. I still want home field advantage. You look at the Lions' schedule coming down the stretch. They have some tough games, including in their own division against Minnesota and Green Bay, although it'll be at home. I think they play the 49ers as well.
They do.
So we're hopefully they haven't given up on the season by the time they play them. Do they play the Bills?
They do.
My goodness, they play the Bills too?
They do.
I got to get 2 more losses out of the Lions. 2 more losses out of the Lions. 1 more for the Eagles, if that's even necessary.
And I would love for one of those 2. By the way, I would love for the Lions losses to be NFC losses.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Both to Minnesota
that would be
and
nice.
Green Bay.
Yep,
yes.
yep.
Yeah. But that's what we're looking at, man. I mean, this is a very good football team. The defense last night was outstanding. I got to pour one out for BG, everybody's favorite. His season appears to be over, and we'll talk about whether or not his career is over with. I can't wait to see him later and hear from him tonight on the Brandon Graham Show.
He will be here, by the way, 6 o'clock. Yeah. Brandon Graham Show is going on, even though he got injured yesterday.
Man,
yep,
this dude could have got caught in a gunfight. He'll still be here today, man.
He is reliable.
He is reliable when it comes to the Brandon Graham show.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, I'm so excited about the team. It was just one of those wins last night where you're saying to yourself, how in the hell did we get this dude on this football team? 26. I mean, my goodness. And I won't go as far as you, Spike, because there's been some great individual seasons, but his is right up there. His is right up there with any individual season ever in this Eagles uniform. There's been some pretty good ones, and this dude is not even finished yet. He may get over 2,000 yards rushing this year.
Well, the other thing about Saquon is that it's one of these years where everybody knows he's getting the ball,
yes,
all the time, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is the kind of offense that you should be able to shut him down. The other team should be able to shut him down.
Well, and they don't touch him until he's, 5 yards in, it seems like?
Yeah, he is running.
Speaking of that O-line,
yep,
man.
Yeah, dude. They're
my
maulers.
Goodness.
They're maulers.
He's running with a purpose, and the coolest thing that happened last night with Saquon, aside from, 255 yards rushing and 300 yards of offense, is the MVP thing that we've been saying locally for a few weeks now. It took a turn. With national TV last night,
yep,
it took a turn. And everyone else said at the same time, oh, my God, look at what he's doing. And Saquon Barkley went from, I think, 10th or 11th in MVP odds yesterday before the game to 3rd. So he's only behind Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
So, some with Jared Goff, I guess.
No, he's jumped Goff.
Did he jump Goff?
He's
okay.
Jumped Goff, too. Yeah. So,
thank God.
So really, this week, last night was big, and this coming Sunday, from an MVP standpoint, going against
another nationally
Lamar,
televised game.
Going against Lamar, that's a big one.
425.
215-592-9494. Are you dreaming? Are you truly dreaming Super Bowl now? And where does Saquon's season fit with all of the other great Eagles offensive seasons that you've seen? Before we get to the phones, Jack, how are you? Are you sharing the enthusiasm we have?
They're awesome.
Okay.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're freaking awesome. And I think obviously you guys have touched on the Saquon defense. I just like that last night the Rams, they tried to be physical with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Eagles matched that.
Yeah.
And when we talk about 22, and I was never proud of that defense. Even, I mean, you can give me all the historic 70 sack nonsense,
right,
all you want. I think in our guts, I don't know if we trusted them. This defense has totally changed that. And BG going out is definitely going to affect things.
It's a blow, yeah.
Yeah, because he was, first off, he was great last night.
Yes.
He shot out of a cannon last night.
Every game, by the way, he makes some big play.
Yeah, if that was his last game.
He's played pretty well.
That was a game to have.
He played pretty well. But they make big plays when they need to. They're physical. They're tough. They're a complete dominant football team. We're watching a dominant football team.
And the defense took a punch last night, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looked, those first couple of Rams drives, I thought we were going to be in for a long night. But they figured it out, and Fangio seems to make an adjustment when those things happen, and he did, and they played well. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Superman is in the building! Hey, man, this dude Saquon Barkley. This dude, I ain't even enough words in the dictionary to describe this dude. Like, you don't even know what word great. That ain't even a good enough word. Fantastic. That ain't even a good enough word. Like, I don't even know if my vocabulary is good enough to give a word to describe this dude, man. This dude is Superman. It's crazy. Like, what this dude is doing, I'm like, what? Like, this dude, man, like, we ain't never, oh my gosh. I'm lost for words today, man. Because going into that game, like, I ain't expecting to do him like that. Like, I didn't expect them to beat the Rams down like that. Like, we running over teams. It's like we on a revenge tour. Y'all disrespected us. Like, Spike, welcome to the party, baby. You talking about dreaming Super Bowl. We've been doing that. A lot of
We've been doing that.
Since day one, baby. Like, I'm glad you finally here, Spike. I'm glad you on
time.
The team.
Oh, all right.
Jack's still outside,
I'll sneak in
some hors d'oeuvres.
Someone was on this
dough.
Run before everyone else.
I'll pull out some unwrapped candy in my pocket. Here you go, Jack. You can have that. But it's like, what we doing, the defense. Hey, Cooper DeJean, this dude Cooper DeJean, man. The way he playing, the way he covering, like, he might be equal with Cleon, if not better. Like, I'm like, blown away by what we getting. Big Ben, yo, Ike, Spike.
Yeah.
We gotta get my coach. Kellen Moore don't wanna run the ball. Right? Jeffrey Lurie don't wanna run the ball. Somebody on this coaching staff, they told me don't got no say. I know somebody want to run the football. Now, I don't know who it is. I just know somebody on this coaching staff said, hey, we got a beast in the back, hand him the football. I know the owner don't want to do that. I know the OC probably don't want to do that. So somebody, hey, put some respect on my boy's name. And also, like Ike said, we got to give love. Because, you know, I'm not going to say the name, but he the only player I love from a certain school that I got love for.
Right.
GG.
Yes.
We going to win it for you, baby. I'm telling you right now, we winning it for you. We going to bring this trophy home for BG, baby. And we did that last night with Smitty at home in street clothes.
We didn't even have Smitty last night.
We didn't even need Smitty last night.
Well, they don't even know he's there most of the time anyway.
Lamar, you on deck. Lamar, you on deck, baby. You know what happened when we go against top 10 QB. So I hope you ready, baby, because we got something for you next week. See, Derek Henry want to put out a little tweet. That's cute and all that. But, hey, man, listen. On the way out, this ain't Elliot's boxing class. Whatever team show up, we whoop y'all ass, baby. Go Birds!
Go Birds. 215-592-9494. I think this is why, you know, Corey was trying to put into words what we're watching with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
What's so amazing about him is what we haven't seen. We've seen some great backs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy, mm-hmm. you know, in the last several years. But the last 20 years or so. The difference with Saquon is that he has a combination of speed and power that I don't think that we've seen. Normally, it's one or the other. It's a guy as a grinder, he's strong, or right. he's fast and dynamic. But Saquon does both things. Saquon is knocking people down with stiff arms, running over guys, but he's also spinning away and hurtling
and
them
running
backwards.
Away from people.
And running away from them. Like he is, this is a season for him, as great as it is for him, for us. Mm-hmm. I think for him, this season means something for him.
He's reminding everyone.
You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
This dude is trying to run us to the Super Bowl. Man.
He is. And
is
he might.
He is trying to run us to the Super Bowl. Being a part of this offense with these players surrounding him and the motivation to show those dudes up the turnpike what they had and what they should have appreciated, I don't mind it. That's his motivation. I love the fact that he has suppressed that and he keeps it under wraps, right? I thought the only time he really got into it was early in the offseason with the whole Tiki thing when he shot back at Tiki, and I was like, you don't need to do that stuff. Just play ball. And that's what he's done ever since then. He speaks highly of the Giants when he talks about them. But, dude, you know damn well, he steps on that field, he's like, yeah, this is what y'all should have appreciated up there.
And by the way, like, I think it's finally starting to hit Giants fans where they can't be in denial anymore.
Yeah.
Because, early in the season, they're like, look.
Oh, they try to downplay.
We understand it.
Yeah.
Even the people who weren't negative, we understand it. This is where the direction the team had to go, so on and so forth. But the Giants were not tanking this year. They were not rebuilding this year. That's not what they were doing. So to look at a team like the Giants, who are 2-9, probably going to fire the head coach, probably going to fire the general manager again, you know, those things. And look at this one guy they could have had. Expensive for a running back, sure.
And but the owner wanted him.
Wanted him back. Essentially a two-year deal.
This he is a clear example to me, among others. I'm a running back guy. We grew up in an era where, we like quarterbacks, but teams used to build their franchises around the running back.
Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
Yes.
So I've always had that appreciation for that position. And when the argument about where you take a running back at and whether you build around one and can you win with one, I understand the argument from a philosophical standpoint, but you have to be able to see talent and recognize special talent. And that's the exception to the rule. And when he was drafted that high in the draft, now the Giants probably shouldn't have been the team who did it because they didn't have the parts around him so that he could flourish. But that's why a guy with that type of talent goes that high. That's why he should go that high, because that's how good he is if used correctly.
And by the way, shame on the Giants too, because even I know everyone goes back and says, well, they shouldn't have picked him too, and maybe they shouldn't have, but they had half a decade with him there to build an offensive line
around him, yes.
And at least put one weapon on the outside to make it easier for him to do it. And they couldn't even it wasn't like he was there and gone in 2 years.
Right.
He was there, you know, it might end up being that most of his career being played for the New York Giants, and they weren't able to do it the entire time they were there. So even if you say they shouldn't have taken him too, they had ample time to grow the team around him and have a Saquon's. And even without that, he still had a couple of great years
sure
there.
Sure did.
You know?
Well, his rookie year was awesome.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Rob and Delco, you're on WIP.
Guys. Hey, Fred.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Spike. Listen.
Hey, Rob.
Well, why the disappointment sound in your voice, Rob?
No. Listen, you know what?
Wake up!
I'm disappointed for BG. That's what I feel sad about.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, my bad. Donovan Justin.
No, because, listen, I know, like, they managed the snaps. Man, he was effective. Oh, my God.
They couldn't manage the snaps after week three.
Yeah. I think they tried to, and then they realized he was the best edge player they had. At 36 years old, he was their best edge this year.
He was.
It wasn't even a question, and he's 36 years old.
Yep.
There's three quick points. One. Listen, I'm 51. We're around the same age, you know, a few years older than you, Spike. But Jalen Carter, man, can he be like an Aaron Donald, like a young Aaron Donald? Is that what we're seeing? Is somebody like that could just wreck a game week to week?
He was a monster again last night. Yeah.
Doubled him. He still splits the double.
Doubled on 80% of his snaps, by the way.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable. Yeah.
Monster. And the other thing is, the other point, listen, I don't mind Saquon's touches because what I notice is, sure, he might take a good lick eventually, but I don't really see him get squared up. Like, he goes out of bounds when he can to save his body. Those runs, hell, that last one, I'm not taking away anything from him, but that offensive line, you know, I could have ran. Spike would have been
but not,
ran
not you.
Short on that.
But yeah, you could have got 5 yards out of it. You
could have
got 70 out of it.
Yeah.
He could have got 5, maybe got tripped up by his ankle or something, but, you know, listen. I mean, that's why I don't mind the touches, because he's not really getting squared up. I don't really see him taking a lick or two. So keep the touches going. I'm with Sirianni. Keep running that boy. That's the formula right now.
Well, they don't have a choice.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say
that. They have a choice. They got a choice. Listen, when you're paying our offensive – but is that an indictment on the quarterback, though? Honestly.
Well, listen, I would never say that.
Yeah, not today. Tomorrow, maybe.
I'm only saying that because what you're paying, like, our tackles and one of our guards and what you're paying our wideouts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow. 22 passes last night for old QB1.
Yeah, but he didn't need to do anymore.
Yeah, yep. 47 of 50 runs, yep.
Listen, Jack. You stick to your Phillies, you're going to break your heart again next year. You know?
This is
what we're doing.
This is what Jack brings out of people. We're all from Philadelphia, and Jack turns it into this guy. And as I said with Jack, you can tell his tone via text.
We would not handle that very well.
Jack said via text last night, "I don't think they're ever going to lose again," and you could tell. That was not the text of a man who was happy about it.
They're not. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
All right. Are you fine? Are you, if you were on the fence, are you with it? Are the Eagles a Super Bowl team this year? And where does Saquon Barkley's season rank in the history of Eagles offensive?
It's not above the Bronco
individual
yet.
It's not there yet.
Yeah, it's not above the Bronco
yes,
yet.
It is.
What,
Carson's season?
Yeah.
33 touchdown passes in 14 games.
This is more impressive to me than what Carson did.
Well, anything anybody does is more impressive.
That's a good point. That is a good point. There are several seasons I have above Carson, including Nick Foles 27-2. I have Mike Vick's MVP runner-up season. I could list them. Randall had 2 MVP runner-up seasons, I believe. So I
tell you, Mike, that season Mike had was pretty damn exciting.
I love that season.
That's one of my favorite
for
seasons.
For 10 games.
Well, that was probably like 12. But still, I get the point.
All right. Your calls as well. We will talk next about what they do in BG's spot. You know, we all feel we're bummed from a personal standpoint, but also, you know, they got to figure out who's getting those snaps. So we'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's, sorry. Chickies and Pete's gift. This is what happens when you're excited, Jeff.
Yep.
Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays. The perfect gift that always fits and always gets used. Buy in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com.